when two different things work well together, we say they complement each other, they complete one another, they perfect or enhance one another, they work better together than apart. Take, for example, nuts and bolts. They are two very different things, the nut and the bolt, and they don't work well apart. They work really well together. They complete one another. They work well together, though they are very different. And the differences don't indicate any essential inferiority. And that's how God wants us to think about the relationship between a man and a woman, a husband and a wife. They're very different. God's made them different in many ways. And that's not the problem. That's actually the solution. These differences are not accidental. They are intentional. They're not coincidental. They are providential. God has designed these differences so that when they come together, the man and the woman, the husband and the wife, complement one another. Differences do not mean any essential inferiority or superiority, but rather these differences are meant to bring men and women together in a better way. They don't compete with one another. They complete one another. We want to keep that image in mind of complementing and completing when we think about how a husband is to lead his wife. In the last video, we looked at loving our wives. This one, we're looking at leading our wives. And really, both these verbs, loving and leading, are addressed to two problems that men often fall into. On the one hand, you've got the aggressive, cruel dictator. And to him, God says, love your wife. On the other hand, you've got the passive abdicator of responsibility. And to him, God says, lead your wife. So two particular problems that God addresses with two particular verbs. So we want to ask, what does it mean to lead our wives? And it's very important to see in Ephesians 5 the metaphor that God uses. He says, as for the husband is head of the wife, as also Christ is head of the church. Ephesians 5, 23. So what does this mean? Number one, we are to lead as heads. Now, a head is very different to a ruler. A head is connected to the body, is concerned for the body. It can't exist apart from the body. It's got a care for the body. It wants to protect the body. A ruler is not like that. A ruler has no dependence, relationship with the ruled. So I think when we think about leadership in the marriage relationship, we've got to keep that biblical metaphor in front of us. We're to lead as heads, as those connected to the body, as those who have an interest in the body, as those who are caring for the body, as those who want to protect that body, as those who want that body to flourish so that we also flourish. So leading as a head, very different to leading as a ruler. Secondly, we're to lead as servants. Again, if you go back to Ephesians 5, we read, the husband is head of the wife, as also Christ is head of the church, and he is the savior of the body. In other words, this relationship is not so much about power, but it's about protection. It's not about dominating, it's about serving. That's what Christ did as Savior. It was a self-sacrificing, serving role for the benefit of those he was serving. So lead as heads, lead as servants. Thirdly, lead as listeners. The best leaders are the best listeners. God has put in your wife a treasure trove of knowledge, wisdom, intuition, insight and discernment. She is like your best resource, therefore use it. Being someone who leads your wife does not mean you know it all. No, your wife knows a lot, maybe at times even more than you do. And so a very key part of leading is listening to her, hearing her advice, taking her input, even receiving her correction, hearing her counsel, weighing it up. Very important part of leading. But then fourthly, deciding. Yes, we want to listen to our wives. We want to hear them. We want to weigh what they say. We want to hear their input. But ultimately, as leader, you've got to decide. The buck stops with you. And you mustn't try and evade that responsibility. You have to step up to the plate. You have to make the ultimate decisions. And then lastly, leading involves delegating. So you make a decision. That doesn't mean you have to do everything. Delegation means identifying people like your wife who actually are better at things than you are. And so you give to them tasks, responsibilities, roles to do, because you know they will do it far better than you can. And you can't do everything anyway. And so you want to get to know your wife in a way that will fit what needs to be done to her talents, and also think about what will help her to flourish and grow and develop in her gifts. So we are to lead our wives. Real men, step up to the plate and lead.